Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Our guest today here in this segment is Gary Fike. He's the Riley County K-State Extension Director. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
Doing very well. Getting ready for the Super Bowl. I don't know about yourself.
Well, maybe. Maybe. There's a little excitement since it's Kansas City. So.
Yes.
Yes, we're planning to watch the game.
Yeah, me too. Cannot wait.
Can't wait.
Of course, there's that going on. It's right in the middle of tax season here, too. I know people are starting to get their W-2s, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that and about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Center.
Yeah, so we opened last week, and we were open Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. And as we had discussed before, we were offering drop-off service for people who wanted to just come in and bring their paperwork and show us their ID and that stuff and leave it if they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to risk spending any more time than they had to around us. But actually, very few people have taken advantage of that. And so what we have been doing more of than we thought we would is face-to-face. And we are doing it at the library. We are using plexiglass screens, face masks, hand sanitizer, all that kind of stuff. And so really it's been going pretty well. We were just going to open Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, but we've since opened that to Tuesday afternoons because nobody's really been dropping on it. So very few people have opted for that. And so we're expanding our hours a little bit in that regard. And we've done over 50 returns already, just a couple days last week and a day or two this week. And then there's been some more come in for drop-off that'll get done later. So we've been pretty busy. Today is going to be, or rather Wednesday and Thursday are going to be exceptionally busy of this week. And next week is booked clear full. So we are getting a lot of good stuff done for folks, and it's a service that we're really happy to be able to provide to the community.
I'm surprised more people aren't taking advantage of the drop-off service. Does that surprise you?
Yes, it did a little, but then, anytime you try something new, you never really know how people will react to that. And there have been a few people who have... I'm sure decided maybe they didn't want to do it at all for whatever reason, or maybe found another alternative. But we've been staying very busy, but most people want to be there. And frankly, it makes it a lot easier if they're there, because then we can ask them questions about things. Otherwise, we would have to make return phone calls and those kinds of things. The process takes a little longer. So I understand why people want to do it, in person, and that's great. We've been very successful with that, and I think with all the precautions we've put in place, plus the great help at the library, because, they've got hand sanitizer there at the front door and everything, but it's been going really, really well, and I'm assuming we'll probably get as many or more attention to the rate we're going to do.
All right, well, very good. I'm glad to hear it's going well, and remind us who that's open to, who's eligible to come file at the VITA Center.
Right. So just a little bit of background. It is an IRS program, their software that we use. They do some training with us. We have to pass our tests, all the preparers do. But it's designed for low to moderate income people, and that's the IRS calls that $57,000 or less household income. And if you're a little bit over that, that's fine. We're not going to split hairs and things like that. We're trying to help as many people as we possibly can. Last year, Brandon, our average adjusted gross income for the folks that we prepared for was in the neighborhood of $25,500. So, we run the gamut from a few thousand clear up to about 60. So we get a wide range.
Good help for anybody who needs it out there. It's definitely take advantage. And there is some new tax law that people need to know about here with regard to charitable contributions.
That's right. And that's new for this year. Previously you had that itemized, but they've raised the standard deduction so high that most people can't itemize anymore. You just take the standard deduction and go on. But this year, the IRS is allowing up to a $300 deduction above what we call above the line, so it comes right off of your total income for charitable contributions. It has to be cash. It can't be goods that were donated. You have to be able to provide a receipt showing that you gave, say you gave $1,000 to your church last year. $300 of that is now deductible, and up to that amount. So we will do that this year, and I've been told that next year that is going to double, which that allows a lot of people a way to lower their taxes. That's a great step, I think, for a lot of people, because Americans are generous as a nation. Most people give something away, you know, to people, and they weren't able to take advantage of that for the past few years. This year, they're going to be able to, so that's really good.
Okay. Well, I might just ask you here real quick. Some people are probably like me and haven't gotten their second stimulus here. And my reasoning was because I had a tax issue here. I was waiting on my tax adjustment here and haven't got my refund yet from last year. It's coming, but it's just a slow process. What if we don't get our second stimulus, is there something we could do on our 2020 tax filing to make sure we receive that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, on the tax software we will ask clients if they received their first and second stimulus check and then how much it was. Now, that it's not taxed, so that's not the idea because it doesn't add to your income. But if you did not receive a stimulus payment and that goes in on your tax return, then the IRS will know you have not been paid. Now, if you have been paid, they will know that, too. So if somebody forgets, well, I don't think I got my second payment, and maybe they just missed it, it got direct deposited, they never saw it, maybe so the IRS will know that, too. So I'd ask everybody to make sure and check to make sure they didn't get it. But through our program, then they'll be able to ask for that payment that they missed. And it'll be either included or sent as a separate payment. And, you know, I've known people this year, Brandon, who on the second round of stimulus had received a direct deposit to their bank account. And then the second time they didn't get anything. All of a sudden here came a paper check. So why that's happened, I don't know. I've also been told that the IRS has distributed debit cards in the mail for people as a form of their stimulus payment. So it could come a number of different ways, but yes, if you get your taxes done with us or anybody else, I think that will be on the software that's used and asking if you received it or not, and hopefully being able to get those stimulus payments to people who have not received them.
Okay. Thanks for answering that question. I know I kind of threw that one at you here, but...
No, that's great.
As far as unemployment benefits, talk a little bit about that and their taxability.
Yeah, well, of course, that's a huge issue with the pandemic, and a lot of people have gotten unemployment the last year and a half. And so that is counted as income. So what we asked people last year, especially after the tax season, because I just learned that last year through the training and stuff, unemployment benefits are taxable. So when you apply for unemployment, ask them to withhold your federal and state income tax liability out of those checks, because if you don't, you're going to have to pay at the end when you file taxes, unless you are under the income limits and don't pay any taxes. If you're drawing unemployment, make sure when you apply that you get federal and state withholding taken out, because it's very unpleasant to get a surprise at tax time that you owe the government more money.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been hearing on the news a lot about unemployment fraud. It's also a time of year where tax fraud happens, too, where people take and try to file a claim in your name. How do you protect yourself against that?
That is a very good question. The best advice I could give people is that don't pay any attention if you get an email from the IRS or over the phone, because the IRS will only contact you through the mail, through the U.S. mail. So if you get an email that says they're from the IRS and you owe $10,000 in back taxes, do not panic. Just junk that mail. Same way with the phone call. Just hang up, because they are scamming people. And the unemployment that have been going around, you know, we've had people at the county offices that are getting 1099-G saying you got $3,500 in unemployment. Well, they did. They were employed the entire time. And that one, you have to go through your employer and try to straighten that out. And also visit with whoever is preparing your taxes, you know, to tell them that you did not receive unemployment. But it's unbelievable how much fraud is going on by what I term the lowest form of criminals out there, trying to take people's money for, you know, on a scam like that. It's despicable. But
Yeah, it really is. And it's unfortunate that's been occurring here at the level it has been, but people need to know to protect themselves. And I think it's great that we have this free service for tax filing. Remind us again the hours of operation of that at the library.
Okay, I will remind everyone, first of all, you need to go to our website to schedule your appointment or to call the extension office. And our website is riley.k-state.edu. And on there, it will say, book your tax appointment, and you can do that online. Or call our office at 537-6350 and talk to Sharon. If you don't have internet access, then book an appointment with her, or she will give you the information on how to book. I would ask people, please, please, please do not show up at the library without an appointment, because we probably won't be able to take you. You need to have an appointment before you come down, even if you're doing a drop-off, because we are short on help this year due to the pandemic. We're open where there's only two of us can prepare taxes at a time. And so we are frankly scrambling to keep everything moving. And so if you show up without an appointment, we may turn you away. So just make sure you go to our website. Again, that's riley.k-state.edu, or just Google Riley County Extension. It'll come up with that. And find out how you can do that.
Okay. Anything else, Gary, before we let you go?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a great season so far. Our clients have been wonderful. Our volunteers have been super, and we're just glad to offer the service and try to help people out. It's been a tough year, and we're just trying to make it a little bit easier for them.
Well, yeah, we certainly appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road, Gary. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you so much. You have a great day.